There's no place to escape to.
This is the last
podcast on the left.
From your glade.
That's when the cannibalism started.
What was that?
Are you gonna,
No, we're not giving you poop. All right. I'm just giving you a joke.
You're the joke.
All right, he spit. Okay, Marcus, that's Marcus. I'm Ben. Ooh. With us as always.
Oh, it's a pasta ravioli, Mr. Don Bagnani.
You're done. You know
man,
what?
I can't always be a different person. Sometimes I gotta be me.
No, but my name is Henry Zebrowski. You're a mean man.
I'm not a mean man.
Don't yell.
I am a performer. What is this character?
That's Preacher.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a little figurine of a comic book man here.
Yes, Preacher. Jesse Custer.
And guess look what I'm doing.
He's licking Preacher's nuts.
Wow,
right
he
now.
Is really going
Where
to town on those
Where has his figurine
nuts?
Been?
Oh, so many places.
I gotta stop licking it.
What does your tongue taste like now?
I don't know, man. It's like, it's blood?
Weird. That's blood fine. And hummus? Yeah. Does that exist?
See, that's the
hummus.
Thing. No matter how much you wash blood off of PVC plastic, it just the taste always stays there.
Well, speaking
they
of...
They do that to... It's for proof of crimes. They do that on purpose.
Well, speaking of blood and terrible people and mean personalities, this is part two of Bind, Torture, Kill,
yeah,
BTK.
Fucking electric boogaloo. We got BTK. He's coming back. But this time, he's traveling back through time, and he's got Napoleon, George Washington,
what?
Hitler's sister.
Get out of here!
In a fucking telephone booth that's him and BTK and his best friend Ted, and it's really going well for them.
Collect
what
call,
a great
please.
Sequel this is going
to
be.
I can't wait. So we are up to the point of his first hiatus. We've
yes.
gone through the total of what, seven kills? Four kills?
Seven.
Seven kills thus far.
Man, he must be tired.
I need a nap.
I've been filming a short film and I'm tired. And I still haven't killed any women yet.
You haven't ejaculated on a child while
no,
she begged for her life.
Not this fucking weekend. At least not outside of my second life fucking forum I've created for myself called the Dennis Rader Fantasy Camp.
Sure.
Except my hit kit has got a bunch of dumplings in it, and it's got a hammock that I tie. I got it's two poles.
Uh-huh.
It's called an insta-hammock. You stick it in the ground. It's got two poles and a fucking hammock in the middle of it. You can sit anywhere. And make it a vacation. That's what it says. If you're on the train, make it a vacation.
Someone get this guy a pina colada. He is living life on the beach.
Put a rock up. I'm sorry.
All right. So Mr. Rader is on his hiatus, taking a little vacation in the years before a staycation. So what is he up to now?
So we just left off with Nancy Fox. That was victim number seven.
And this was the first good one.
Yeah.
This is the first time he actually got it right. Correct?
This is the second time that he got it right. His first time he got it right was Shirley Vian. That was victim number six.
No, that was the problem with the kids, because the kids got out.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay. So
very true.
Nancy Fox, I was like, that's really interesting. I did do a little reading on that, like kind of talking about how like...
The fierce pure one.
Yeah, he went out and he was like, he said, I have a sexual problem, and what I really need to do here is I just need to tie you up and I need to fuck you. And she was down. Now that she was down, I'm not going to do this.
But it wasn't out of her realm
thing.
Of sexual reality.
She was just like, she sat and smoked a cigarette and well, let's get it fucking over with. And she went out and she got naked, and then he fucking killed her.
Yeah.
He could have just had sex.
Yeah.
He could have just had an affair.
You know really could have. And this was also the one where he went and called the cops.
Yes.
Right afterwards and told them that. Because this was, I think that was
the
first time
the
he was truly proud of what he did.
Yeah.
Like, really, truly proud. Like, I went in, I had a goal, I had something that I needed to do, I went in, I fucking did it.
It was the first time I roasted a chicken.
Yeah.
When it's like, you know, you're just so happy because, I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, I tied the legs together.
Right.
Yeah.
And you jam it full of fucking lemon rinds and rosemary.
Is he making a drink out of her?
Boom, 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 boom. Salt and pepper it.
That sounds very good.
Is that really fucked up?
It's a Williamsburg kill.
And that was also, he stabbed her a whole bunch. Because the strangling wasn't working for him. So he
you do get the
like
feeling that he stepped out. I have a sexual problem. So he checked that off, made her aware. Bind. Checked off the bind, checked off the torture, and then checked off the kill.
You know,
it was like perfection.
I keep reading. Exactly in what way did he torture them?
I think the torture was mostly like the... and then letting go.
You can make a strong argument that the whole situation is
pretty rough.
And you also have to remember, this is a name he gave to himself.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's true. I just thought he was going like, I'm a little teacup sure. Like going, sitting there going
here
like,
here is my knife.
And then,
you
know, like
dead.
Going, showing her episodes of fucking like Jersey Shore over her.
Yeah, whatever the terrible show of the
it's
time
It's Rhoda.
Was. I love Rhoda. I love strong women. I mean, not
you will
sexual.
Stay awake and you will watch Rhoda with me.
You know, I don't know what it is about you, but man, I just feel like I could go out and get a job.
And then he tortures me with this Rota.
It was insane.
I sure hope he doesn't kill me.
The BRK. Bind, Rota, kill.
And so in 1977, he takes a hiatus. And this is also around the time that the police finally put together a task force that is made specifically to catch the BTK killer. They have two names. They go by either alternately the Ghostbusters or the Hot Dog Squad.
Why is everyone got to have a dumb name?
No, I'm sorry. This is the task force?
This is the task force assigned to catch BTK.
Anybody Why do they call themselves the Hot Dog Squad?
Anybody else feel like they're not taking this seriously enough?
Hot Dog Squad sounds like a gay porno.
It sounds like a gay porno or literally a group of fraternity members who have weird hot dogs on Saturdays and they go to a different hot dog stand every Saturday. We're the Hot Dog Squad.
This mustard's spicier than the other mustard. Give it a thumbs down, Hot Dog Squad.
Out! Yelp is going to hear about this.
It sounds like, it smells like Ed has been a member of the Hot Dog Squad for some time. Yes. That's mostly just his Polish deodorant.
Well, I'm sure they actually go to Ed's doorstep on a regular basis. He's like, get out of here, Hot Dog Squad.
Exactly. And it's like, oh, man, I thought that it was a fucking hot dog farm. The way your pits smell,
right.
You fat pig.
Of course it did.
Ed Larson.
It's a clever joke. I did watch Ed on The Burn the other night, and God, he is fat.
He really is.
He's really getting
Well, he's in Los Angeles. Chacos, he's not walking anywhere.
No, the opposite. He's a madman. He takes mass transportation and he walks everywhere. You should not be on the streets of Los Angeles. It is a dangerous place.
And nor should you be on the streets when the BTK is around.
Oh, well, especially if you're a sassy female fucking sashaying back and forth, asking for it, having a house, going home from work.
These Rota-like dreams with these liberal women.
That's what happens. You know when it started? When we started letting women play tennis.
I agree.
Those first badminton days. Uh-huh. Those seeds were planted.
I think we can all blame this on
badminton torture kill.
Yes.
And it's also around this time that Dennis Rader himself gets a degree in criminal science from the University of Wichita.
Okay.
And this is...
Not science.
Yeah. And the Hot Dog Squad came somewhat close to him at one point.
Okay.
Because all of... Yeah, I know. I'm just going to keep referring to them as the Hot Dog Squad.
I mean, that's what they call themselves.
Ghostbusters is ridiculous. Yeah. Lieutenant Shart, the commander of the Hot Dog Squad, was keen on capturing the BTK killer. After I finish his hot dog, he says.
Always
picking sesame seeds out of his fucking teeth.
Ridiculous.
But there's always like, another hot dog.
All this evidence is all mixed up with ketchup. Yeah, there's like red onions on my fucking gun. He pulls his gun. Whoa.
It's not even a gun. It's just a condiment dispersed machine. If I hit the button here, it's ketchup. If I hit the button here, it's mayonnaise. It's crazy. Mayonnaise and a hot dog.
And this is the only time that the Hot Dog Squad ever came close to Dennis Rader because the letters that he used to send to the newspapers and the TV stations and all that, they were
written on hot dog buns. You could identify them by smell and texture.
Oh, I will write this one in relish. Yes.
Well, they were all photocopies. And at the time, this is something you learn, I think, from his criminal science thing. In the days, Xeroxes would make prints slightly larger every time you Xerox them, so they couldn't be traced back to any one typewriter, any model of typewriter. But what they could do is they could take the ink and trace what kind of ink was in the toner, and then they went to the Xerox Corporation. The Xerox Corporation told them which printers in town had that kind of toner, and one of them was, but they were all public ones. One of them was at the college where Dennis Rader got his degree,
and that's not
and the
even
other one
close.
And the other one was a public library where he put his first note.
Well, yeah. Public, that's have no fear. We have whittled it down to one in 25,000 people. We know he's at a university,
and at this time, all
he's
they
the
knew,
one always wearing hats covered in the fancy tied bows.
It's like he loves to bind things.
He said I was also reading it during that time he was also Boy Scout leader, and he was especially good at teaching not tying.
Yeah.
He was so he was propping up his social status with the Boy Scout things. Mm-hmm. He was also very involved in the church.
Can you imagine how hard he was teaching them how to tie knots?
Yeah. Oh my
Christ. Just this rigid hard on tying up a little boy. He's like, this is how you do it to make sure they don't fucking struggle and don't get another. Excuse me, Mr. Rader, we thought that this was for tying bundles of sticks together. No, I said faggots.
Ah. Is that a That's a double entendre.
Entendre.
And by the way, this is something that we haven't touched on yet. This entire time, he was a security guy. He was working for ADT Security, installing security systems in houses.
And this is how he got good at scoping out houses and the proper way to break in. Again, don't let people in your fucking house ever.
Never.
Even family.
Well, I think that's just more of a personal reason for you. You have a delivery man, something like that, or a weed service.
Those are the only people I trust.
Yep. Chinese delivery
the weed
services.
People, the only people that they will never fuck with you.
That's true.
Because it's always chill dudes with like a band name like Cork Sliver, and he's coming over and he just wants to give you the finest orangutangy mangy that he's got.
Yeah.
You know?
I got Binga Monkey. This one is a really wild.
Ooh, yeah, it's some purpley, veiny, fucking thick green egg fucking covered in salty crystals.
And Henry is fully aroused. All right, so he's ADT. He's working with the Boy Scouts. He's going to university. He has all of the accoutrements of somebody who is a successful member of a Wichita community.
Again, I'm going to say those are just those are the fucking signs.
Those are telltale signs.
Anybody who's living a life like that is always fake.
Right.
Yeah. Fake. Especially a fucking priest. And he spent his goddamn time in a church.
The president of the church board.
Exactly. And if you're a part of an administration of a fucking wizard's palace, also known as a fucking dumb church, you are most assuredly a murderer. At least you have feverish night hardness over the little boys and girls scamping through there, and you punish them, and you hate their freedom, hate the way they dance and sing and talk, but the first thing you imagine is pushing them down.
Yeah, I might convert to Christianity if there was a church called the Dumb Church. I would immediately be like, all right, that sounds kind of fun. It's Reverse Pants Thursday, guys.
He's got everything bad with him. He worked for the government.
Yeah.
He was a Boy Scout leader. He worked for a church.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. Yeah, you can imagine the hate-filled sermons that he thoroughly enjoyed.
So from 1977 to 1985, he didn't kill, but it wasn't what you would call a hiatus, more of a slump.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because he tried. In 1979, remember the poem that I read last time?
Yeah.
Anna, why didn't you appear?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was about...
It sounded like a Davy Jones song.
Yeah. Yeah. That was in 1979.
Perfect.
That was 2 years after Nancy Fox.
Oh.
And there was...
Oh, so he sucks.
Yeah, and then there were a couple of women that he stalked in the early 80s. That never worked out.
Early 80s, people weren't looking very good.
Yeah. And so 1985.
They were just too into it in the early 80s.
1985, he comes back strong.
Okay.
Real strong with Marine Hedge, aged 53.
Ugh. And how long was
Beverly Hills Cop 2 just came out. I'm sure that he was very excited to be out and about.
So we had how long was the hiatus total?
From 77 to 85.
So we have an 8-year hiatus.
Yeah.
Slump.
Slump. Yeah. So 53-year-old Marine Hedge, she lived down the street from him and was also a member of their church. He went.
Good.
I feel like you're for this murder.
He abducted her from her home, took her out to a field. Dug a grave.
Planted her like she was corn.
strangled her with pantyhose. And as he's looking at her in the grave, he gets an idea. He picks her body up, takes her to the church, and then puts her...
Oh, I thought it was going to be for like the iMac or something. If I could only have a musical device in my hand right now so I could listen to CCR.
He takes her to the church, and he has keys, of course, and he props her up in separate, in the sexually suggestive bondage positions.
Hell yeah.
And takes a bunch of pictures of her, and then takes her back, and then just throws her off on the side of the road, but not before taking a lot of pictures of himself in the grave that he dug, all tied up with a woman mask on.
This is the equivalent of boasting about a robbery that you just did on Facebook. Why would you take...
If only Instagram was around
back
then.
You know that he would have done it.
Absolutely. Yeah. How many likes? He was like, oh, how many likes am I going to get for this?
Right.
Yeah.
No likes.
No likes. Nobody gets no likes. Only the least most popular nerds in the world get no likes.
That's not me. I'm BTK.
I'm the BTK killer. I'm the Garot Phantom.
Yeah. Well, this
Give
is
me
the
a hot dog bun. I've got a message to write.
Well, the pantyhose were knotted around her neck, but this was the only one that he ever actually strangled with his own hands.
Okay.
Well, yeah. that was also Albert DeSalvo's calling card with the Boston Strangler. He used to always use pantyhose and do big elaborate knots and like leave them watching television.
Am I right to assume this is the first abduction situation?
Yes, this is the first one in which he abducts the first and only one in which he abducts a woman and takes her to a separate separate location.
And it's so sad because she probably thought she was going on a date. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. He's like, "You want to go out? We'll go to a movie. We'll get some Maltids."
What are we going to
do? Maltids.
Okay.
Dennis, I take that back. You were intense, but I am lonely.
There are two.
Okay.
Yeah, he abducted another one that we'll get to here in a second. However, in 1986.
Can we see the pictures of, do the pictures, there's no way to see the
there's
pictures.
There's no pictures of the woman. I mean, I'm sure they exist, because he kept everything. I'll get to that in a second.
But there's got to be a place where you pictures, can see that stuff,
there are pictures
right?
of him in
the grave.
In
I've
the grave.
Seen those pictures. Yeah. Those are fucking horrifying. We'll put those up. Yeah. I'll put the BTK, I'll put that source page up on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
Take a gander for that if you're not totally sick by the end of this.
Yeah. And then about a year later, he goes for Vicky Weggerly. And Vicky.
Real quick, though, after this last kill, after this abduction, he threw her on the side of the roadway. Were the cops still completely cold again? They must have been stunned.
Completely cold.
So and he was not linked to the previous crimes whatsoever, right?
Not until later.
Okay.
Not
I
until
just
later
don't understand
was this
how they
linked
had
to
no
BTK.
Fucking clue. How did they have no clue?
Because they were the sausage gang.
The hot dog bandit's got to stop doing this kind of stuff. Why let guys who are willing to...
the hot
drives
dog...
me crazy. Yeah. I just said, I just feel like it's the all the snacks that used to sing the songs on the movie theater intermission things.
Let's all go to the movies.
And they're all just police officers now.
Right.
Going after the BTK killer. Women getting murdered everywhere. The guy's like, "Oh, gee, boss, I'm just a bunch of popcorn.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to find a BTK killer?
It's a great voiceover career.
Sweet, delicious butter all over me. salted kernels. Can't resist. Trying to sit down, watch the movie. Me greedy fingers. Looking for my popcorny kernels. Oh, there's no way I'm going to find that BTK killer being so delicious. Put some parmesan on me.
All right. Well, you could do that forever, and I would probably love it if you did.
I was just going to let it go for as long as possible.
We have to move on. So we have our next kill coming in 1987, 2 years after.
1986. About a year and a half later, in September of 1986, Vicky Weggerly, he did this one. This is
I think
ballsy.
That's also when Ace Frehley came out and with his solo album.
Yeah,
right? New York Groove, right?
I believe so.
Again, the connections to be made. People didn't notice this back then, but now with hindsight.
Now we see. Vicky Weggerly, this one is pretty ballsy. Strangled this woman to death on his lunch break in front of her 2-year-old son.
Really?
No shit on
and
his
where
lunch
was he
break.
Same time,
at
you
this
know
time.
Something's
he was working at the security company.
Okay. You know, when Dennis comes back from lunch, you're just going like, "Man, oh man, I'm still pretty peckish. I'm pretty hungry."
Yeah,
but you didn't go to eat in your lunch, Dennis? It's like, no, I didn't. I didn't really get.
Well, you know me,
they really get too.
They call me the old bottomless pit. You know,
I don't know. Dennis, it's kind of suspicious. You always eat lunch on your lunch break.
I'm actually on this new diet. It's called murder during lunch.
What did you say?
It's a murder during lunch. No,
I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. It's break in and kill a woman during lunch. I didn't say that.
No. But either way, I'm feeling great. So.
And then finally, his last victim, Dolores Davis, on my birthday, January 19th.
Congratulations.
1991.
How old were you then?
I was 8.
Did you help him?
Yeah, that's the. Marcus, we've got you a gift. We're taking you to Kansas. Yay! Oh, what to do?
Yay.
You're going to be in charge of the torture.
You know, like the Sorcerer's Apprentice?
And on this one, and this once again proves that he's the killer on the go. He snuck away from a scouting trip to go kill this woman.
Man, he's just trying to. A fucking.
And this
prima
is when
donna.
He starts getting like stupid. This is when he starts getting cute. Uh-huh. Like the woman was very a tidy woman, and so what he does is he goes in the kitchen and eats a bowl of cereal.
Because he's being a punny serial killer.
He's being a punny serial killer.
Seriously?
I hate Dennis Rader.
I hate him to be making fucking jokes all the time. Just be killing people.
It's ridiculous.
It's really
leave the jokes to us, Dennis.
Why does it make me mad so much?
Because he's not doing it right. Because he's not taking it seriously. You got a job to do, bro.
It just comes
murder.
Down to it. It's like the guys I'm going to do this. It's like the guys who go to L.A. to do stand-up showcases just to get a television show, or the guys that stay in New York and get funny. You know what I mean?
That's
Working out open mics.
Yeah.
Going out there to alt comedy rooms,
all
right?
He's all PR. He's
like Jeffrey Dahmer is the Mike Lawrence of serial killers.
Right, he works every single night.
Daniel Tosh of serial killers.
That's right.
Who's the Daniel Tosh of serial killers?
BTK.
Oh, that's right.
He got by on his looks, a little bit of charm, some wealthy family money. I mean, this is bullshit. BTK. Okay, being punny after murdering a chick is the most offensive thing that he has done thus far in his life.
Where's the burning, sweaty urges in the night when you're sitting there making jokes?
That's the thing. Where is the bloodshot eyes looking in the bathroom mirror being like, why do I do this?
I wish I could see my own skull, but then I can't kill again.
Yes, I wish I was one of the victims of my own hands so I could feel what it feels like to be choked to death by myself.
Yeah.
I mean, it is ridiculousness.
And this will tell you everything you need to know about BTK right here, is that the reason why he stopped in 1991, because that is the year that he became a fucking dog catcher. He became what was known as a compliance officer it was like some sort of apartment complex or something like that.
Women have wronged me.
Yeah, well,
a dog has never wronged me. I am very upset about this.
I know. And yeah, he became a dog catcher, and just everyone had a story about this guy, Officer Rader, who was just a horrible asshole. Big complete power trip, just an absolute power mad dog
catcher. He's the Joe Arpaio of dog catchers.
There was one woman who told a story. He was starting to feel like kind of the urges again, and he was starting to just kind of get on her ass about her dog, and her boyfriend moved in. He's like, yeah, you got to get rid of that boyfriend. When are you going to get rid of that boyfriend? And she's like, why won't you leave me alone? Just please leave me alone. She's like, I'll leave you alone if you get rid of that boyfriend.
No, probably
not
true.
And then after it just went on and on, she came home. Her dog was gone. She called up. She went over to animal control. He had kidnapped her dog and taken it to animal control and had it put to sleep.
Whoa.
This motherfucking monster.
Man, you wouldn't he killed a dog? Like, literally.
Why
I know
did
that's,
you
like,
kill
so
a dog?
Up. But it's just like, that's what cleared him? Being a dog catcher?
That's what cleared him.
That's like, ugh. It's like one of those things where it's like that Russian version of heroin. What's it called?
Crocodile.
Yeah, it's crocodile. Where it's just like, oh, it's like heroin, but it like makes it fine with it.
Yeah, but it's like heroin, but it eats your flesh.
Yeah, it's like crocodile makes you a human skeleton, and heroin makes you Jimi Hendrix.
That's right. Think right? about it. Lighting guitars on fire.
You're being a dickhead.
And also during this time, this is the time when he built his treehouse.
What was this treehouse about?
He built a treehouse in the backyard, and neighbors said that he would very often go back into the treehouse, and they would see him looking through what seemed to be a scrapbook. He had a chest that he would
listening to like the with the Boys
Hello,
of Summer again.
My
you
old
know?
Friend. Uh-huh. Either that or sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows everywhere.
Yeah.
Now he was looking through all of his mementos, all of his photos, because he would always take. He would take driver's licenses. He would take jewelry from all of his victims.
He's a real Bart Simpson.
I'm saying, I keep all my flyers, you know, and I have a whole closet.
Yeah,
full
me
of
too.
Props,
yeah.
So I understand that.
Yeah. I suppose so. So after 1991, he got his thrill by pretty much killing a bunch of dogs. He never murdered another person.
Did not murder. Not that he ever confessed to or that we know of.
So what's he doing during this time?
I think he would have confessed to it. He would have confessed to it.
He's
an attention whore.
That's exactly what he is. He's the Kim Kardashian of serial killers.
The last two victims he never bragged about.
Okay, so what was going on with the media? Yeah. I want to get into the media here. So while he was doing this from 85 to 91, he was sending a bunch of different messages to the media.
He was sending letters, poems. He was sending these.
He was connecting the dots from the 70s to the 80s to the 90s
exactly.
for the media, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And he was also sending them cereal boxes with prizes inside.
I hate this fucking...
I know,
what a fucking crafty.
He would make dolls reenacting the crimes.
Okay.
And he would put jewelry in there. He had a couple of driver's licenses from women that he had killed.
Now, going back, we were talking about Cake, K-A-K-E, the news station. Mm-hmm. Was that the channel that he mostly communicated with?
That was the only one he communicated with, that and with one of the newspapers.
And is there any have the reporters discussed getting these messages? I mean,
yes, there's one reporter that it was kind of the main guy who was covering all of these stories at the time. He's very relaxed about it. But,
what do you mean?
You could. He's just like, yeah, you
yeah,
know,
yeah. No, get... definitely, it was the story of my career, and I got to tell you, yeah. if I could do it all over again, I'd do it all over again. Thank you very much. Thank you, Dennis Rader. Yeah. This has been KAKE. Kate, get yourself a slice of the news.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I bet they had a promo like that.
Oh one. Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a guy cutting cake, and he's like, "Oh, the Hindenburg. Oh, JFK assassination. Another slice of the cake."
Hot dog squad. All right. So, what was the reporter's response? I mean, this. How many letters was he giving? Was it monthly or yearly?
Yearly.
Or
I mean, it was most. I mean, it was fairly sporadic. Like, it wasn't like. Let me see here.
I feel like, you know, Dennis was probably very upset, and this is why he had to write all these letters. No one was putting together the dots that it's the same person, and I think he was desperate.
But that's his fault.
Right, exactly, because he failed. He was too different. With every kill doesn't see, every kill is an individual art piece with him.
The other thing is what was his family life like?
Completely fucking normal. Like, I mean, he was married for 30 years to the same woman.
Right.
No idea. After he was caught, she
the
just filed for immediate divorce. She had no idea any of it was going on. Their kids had no idea any of it was going on. They had the house demolished that they lived in.
I'm
just
sure
completely
the only
demolished.
Can you imagine being one of his children?
I tried finding more information about it. I found a little bit about his wife, but nothing about his children.
Yeah, yeah, I think you change your last name at that point.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I also think that, you know, they could be titans of the industry.
Mm-hmm.
They could be really good. Because they say, they talk about how, like, executives kind of have the same sort of psychopathic tendencies that serial killers have. The idea of, like, being a sociopath really helps you in business.
It does. And politics. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he had the family life. Everything was going normal. Mm-hmm. He had the letters written to the media. So where does he mess up? It's 1991 now. He's finished with the kills. He's got his, you know, he's satisfied with his little dog catching career.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's still spending about 2-3 hours in the bathroom
every
night.
Yeah, it's like you know, being an English teacher after spending years of trying to be a writer.
Right, exactly. Yeah. He should have just gone. He should have gone and taught a class about serial killers because he's not good enough to be one. So
here's how he fucked up.
Okay.
From 91 to 2004, nothing.
Okay.
Like, there's like nothing from him. Nobody hears anything from the BTK killer. But in 2004...
He's going through that Mickey Rourke 1988 to 2000.
Yeah, when he was a professional boxer for like 6 months.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so this lawyer is releasing a book about the BTK killer.
Okay.
And that's probably also when... Because I also know that amazing Australian... BTK documentary, which is also online. I should post that as well.
Yeah.
That also came out, both being like, and has he, yes, he's disappeared into the shadows, but when will he emerge?
I also want to point out to our audience, Henry was an elderly man today for his video shoot, and he is currently peeling skin off of his face.
Pretty weird. It's really weird.
It's helping me discuss this.
Ah.
I tried to wash myself yesterday before doing our show, and I scrubbed my face, and I forgot to look in the mirror. Oh, I wish you could see this.
I'm going to take a picture of it, Henry, so then they can see it.
Oh, you can't actually see it.
Yeah, you can see that. That is absolutely
But the
disgusting.
I was on the train. I didn't realize. I look in the window of the train, and I had this fucking white triangle of liquid latex like right over my eyelid.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like, oh, I didn't even think about it. And I just started ripping off my face. And I, because it pulls, it like stretches.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I look and I see this woman. And it's just going like, oh, my God. And I was just like, it's makeup. It's makeup.
Terrified. All right. So 91 to 2004.
Yeah. And a book, there's a story in the Wichita Eagle about this lawyer who's about to release this book about the BTK killer and all that. And then for some reason, fucking Rader cannot stand it. And so he sends a letter.
He's like fucking Harry Knowles.
He's awful. He sends a letter to the Wichita Eagle with a return address using the name Bill Thomas Killman.
I fucking hate that. BTK.
I hate that. That's so stupid.
What is wrong with him?
I don't
it's
know.
Like he writes for Don't Trust a Bitch in Apartment 23.
Yeah, canceled.
I want. Can we get a flush noise in there?
That's not a flush noise.
But when he sent the letter, he enclosed photographs of the crime scene and a photocopy and a driver's license from Vicky Weggerly, the 1986 murder, the woman that he strangled on his lunch break.
The actual driver's license, not a photocopy of it?
Yes, a photocopy
of it. Okay, I was going to say, I don't think he's going to give away his goods.
Yeah. And so for the next, until about, this is in March of 2004, and until... Let's see here. February 2005. He just keeps sending them shit. Just like, just weird shit. That's what this is when he does. This is when he does like the cereal boxes, all that type of shit. Like, it's just him.
Oh, this
being,
is when he's jumped the shark.
Yeah, this is. Now, he's absolutely jumped the shark on this.
So what is? I mean, I feel like the motivation in the back of his mind. Granted, he wants notoriety. He wants fame. I think he also wants to be caught.
Actually, that's the thing. Is that I feel like in the end, it's like he got exactly what he wanted. It's like he got caught. Like if he had wanted,
here's how he got. He never should have been caught.
Here's how he got caught. No, he never should have been got caught. Here's how he got caught. He asked in letters to police, he asked if his writings, if put on a floppy disk, if they could be traced. The police said no.
Oh my God.
And
well, the sausage gang doesn't lie. The hot dog boys always tell me the truth.
The hot dog squad always shoots straight.
Oh, absolutely. You can trust me. I'm Detective Popcorn.
I love Detective Popcorn. Dearest Detective Popcorn.
You just send me all your flip-floppies. Oh, I'll put some ranch flavor in them. So.
Ooh, I love ranch.
Flavor crystal.
Yeah.
Getting
like
in your getting all up on your thumbs.
I like him.
Yeah, I like him
He's
too.
A nice guy.
All right.
I should have been a popcorn guy.
I just got lost in the world of Detective Popcorn.
I mean, I want to see an Adult Swim show called Detective Popcorn. I want to see how he solves crimes. Usually with buttery flavor.
Why is he always sleepy?
Because I feel like he's like in bed.
Oh, I mean, he's lard. I mean, how does fat talk?
And so he sent a floppy disk with his writing because apparently, I guess he was tired of typing out on a typewriter.
Whatever.
And
he gave himself up.
He sent them a floppy disk. And the forensic analysis immediately found that it was used by the Christ Lutheran Church.
I would have never stopped laughing.
And there was a reference to the name Dennis. An internet search determined that a Dennis Rader was president of the church council. They arrested his ass. And of course, since he had spooged all over a little girl back in 1974, they had his DNA on file. So this man was, he was arrested and caught dead to rights.
He wanted it.
Yeah.
And so we gave him exactly what he wanted. Because in the end, what he wanted is he wanted everyone to know his name. You wanted to know that
keep that right there.
He wanted to know that everyone to know that Dennis Rader did it and that he did it. We're taking another picture of me pulling my skin.
I love it. It's amazing.
But yeah, that's exactly what he wanted. He wanted everyone to pat himself on the back, and so he would know.
He did. And this is how they caught him. It's like, this is actually pretty. I mean, they didn't actually lie to him. That what they did is they searched the metadata on the disk. He had erased the disk from a previous use, which someone had used a Microsoft Word document for the floppy disk.
Okay.
And Bill Gates is the ultimate detective.
And it contained the word Christ Lutheran Church, and the document was marked last modified by Dennis.
You have got to use a new disc.
Yeah.
Write it on a piece of paper. Write being a lazy piece of shit.
Right. Use the hot dog bun that you've used for the past 20 fucking years.
No. He wanted it. He's so happy. He was so happy when he got caught. Mm. I hate that when they're happy.
No, yeah, they shouldn't be happy.
Shouldn't be happy. There's no reason for you to be happy.
You know, I feel like it's
and then he gave an extensive interview, and then he has been all over the place. He, smiles for all the cameras. All these people are clamoring to talk to him. He got exactly what he wanted.
What were some of the
media
that he
feeds into it,
what
as
were,
always.
What were some of the things that he talked about during these extensive interviews?
I mean, I know.
He goes into complete dispassionate detail of all of his crimes. He loves talking about it. He actually huffs and puffs like it's a pain in the ass, but it's not. He loves it.
Yeah, when he's talking about Maureen Hedge, the woman that he, fucked in the church. He's like, I moved her to the trunk of my car.
He's such a
boring
dude.
Like, that's what he actually
you're
did
in court,
that.
Bro. You don't have anywhere else to be today. So fucking either get some flamboyancy, learn how to tell a story, or just shut the fuck up and write it in a piece of paper.
He's like the only reason shows like Reba existed and shit fucking comedies. You imagine the things that he enjoyed to watch that really got him going funny.
Oh, we were we were talking about this the other. Yeah, his favorite show was probably Reba.
I'm sure
was. Oh yeah, he's the worst person on the face of the planet.
I
was talking about with someone earlier today. He was talking to a guy in advertising, and he's asking what his talking about movies. And he's like, "You want to know what my favorite movie is? Is The Hunger Games?
Fuck off!"
And it's just like, yeah, exactly. That's what serial killers do.
That's what people.
Yeah, if you have no genuine feelings.
All right, so let's get a total death count. BTK, how many kills?
My favorite Wizard of Oz things is Return to Oz.
Wrong.
Total confirmed kills 10.
Okay.
It's purported to be maybe a few more, maybe less. I don't know. He never confessed anymore, so I don't think he did anymore.
I think that he would have confessed.
More
importantly, how many dogs? Do they have a number on that?
Only one confirmed.
Well, that's enough for me. Throw him away for life.
Yeah, and he's sentenced to life in prison because Wichita, as I said in the last episode, Wichita reinstated the death penalty in 94. The last known murder took place in 1991. Right. So now he's just in prison writing letters, writing poems about spring.
I heard he's also doing, he writes a lot of the questions for The View. He's doing really well with that. Yeah.
He literally has Joy Behar's ear. Like every joke that she tells is straight from BTK.
He's funny.
I like him.
He's funny. But again, you know, this is a guy's story that in terms of, for covering serial killers,
right.
This is a very important story. You show, like, he was for a long period of time the perfect serial killer.
Yeah.
I mean, like, he did it exactly in a way. He was undetected.
Security company, Boy Scouts.
Exactly.
You know,
he went to the Harvard University of what it takes to be a serial killer.
Right.
And, he was a total prick, baby. If your fucking boss is like that, he's probably a serial killer.
If he goes to church and loves Reba, he's a serial killer.
There was a woman that wrote a book called My Boss Was the BTK Killer. And she said that one time he trapped her in her office. She said, "He just kept moving towards me. I said, 'Dennis, open the door.' Finally, he reached over, opened the door, and with a complete change of personality, he walked to his desk and sat down and acted like nothing happened."
Oh, no. That's just hindsight. That's you just putting it in there. And then you just think every time he's advancing, you were too ugly for him. Or too big. Probably too big.
She's too big. She's a pretty big girl.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No.
Is that bad?
Had eyes for her.
Is it sad if you're too ugly for a serial killer to kill you?
No.
Henry wasn't pretty enough to be molested by a priest.
Yeah, that's, and it get help me, you know.
Yeah, yeah,
that helped me to not be molested. I'm sure that would have added.
I cannot
a thing
imagine how you would be if you were molested.
I bet I would be like silent. I'd be like one of those guys who's like, you're working at 7-Eleven who you think is kind of retarded. He's like 20, 30 years old, and he's just like, "You won't check, you don't, they won't. Father Brennan used to put me down, put my hand on the Bible."
All right.
Fish's fingers is smelly fish.
So it is
fingers.
99 cent Slurpee Monday. Right? All right. I'm just going to back out of the store slowly.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
You got your jerky, right? Let's
you
just
don't
take
want
it.
A Slim Jim?
Let's just take it. Let's
you
just
don't
take
want a
it.
Slim Jim?
Yeah,
you don't
want to
hang out Friday? You want to hang out Friday?
No. Can we get 15 on pump 4?
Yeah. 15.
You know what? We're going to push the
Father
car. We're just going to go.
We're
just
going to 15 years old.
All right. Well, I guess that wraps up BTK. If you have any
ideas
of your own about the guy.
If you're in a couple, there's a man hiding in your closet waiting to kill both of you. If you're a single woman, there's a man in your closet trying to kill you. Remember,
and if you're a single man, you're in a closet waiting to kill a couple, or you're in a closet waiting to kill a single woman.
Don't let your children, let people in the house, fucking screen people.
That's right.
Don't talk. If your boss is a dickhead, he's a serial killer.
That's right.
If he loves Reba, he's a serial killer.
Serial killer.
If he works for a church, he's definitely a serial killer.
100% serial
killer. And if you work for a church, quit it, because you're going
to
change.
And if you feel at all threatened, make sure to call Marcus, Henry, and Ben, the brand new Hot Dog Squad.
Yeah, the Hot Dog Squad.
Oh, you're going to enjoy me when I get caramel all over my hard, hard pop kernels. I love it when the sweet, sweet hot popcorn mixes with the cold caramel syrup.
What?
Balance of temperature and texture. Salty and sweet.
My name is Lieutenant Pepper Dimples.
Pepper
and
Dimples.
I'm here to go on your hot dog and help you capture the serial killer.
Shut up, Pepper Dimples. Well, this is my microphone.
Dr. Popcorn.
It's not time for me to talk. It ain't time for you to talk.
I can tell whatever I want. I love you.
It's the cutest fight I've ever seen.
It was the cutest fight. And it's the exact reason why we have a lot of inaction in our hot dog squad. So if you guys would please stop, we've got some serial killer crimes to solve. Please.
Oh, and by the way, I outrank you.
What?
I'm lieutenant.
That's true. That is true.
All right.
That is
all right. Well, that's Marcus, Ben, and then, of course, Henry.
What?
Yeah, that's you. You said,
oh, you pointed at me. I mean, you can't see that when you're listening to it.
But you're Henry.
But you pointed to me when you said Ben. Like, you put yourself on me like you want to be me.
Do you feel like you're touching the sweetest teats?
Oh, that is right. He's got a new one, a new fucking...
All right, it doesn't
matter.
A new
one in the stable.
All right. Oh, don't equate him to barn animals. That's ridiculous. Magustalations, everybody. Hail Satan.
Hail me!
Hail Gein.
And I decided, hail yourself.
Yeah!
As well.
Take some time today.
Go ahead and hail yourself. Hail yourself, everybody. All right, we'll talk to you soon.